This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jets going up to Minnesota and not getting it done. It just took too long for them to get it going, that Jets offense in Minnesota. That to me was, even though so many things happened in the second half, but that was something that was really forgotten because the game got so close at the end, was, you know, how poorly they played on both sides of the ball in that first half. It probably should have been 17-3. It ended up being 17-6 because of a 60-yard field goal that was kicked at the end of the first half. But they were not pressing the ball down the field. They were not taking those risks. It was almost as if, you know, they wanted to get Mike White like these throws on the road and complete some of these short passes to make him more comfortable. But really, that was the only thing the Vikings defense does well. It's like covering out in the flat. So I thought they played right into their hands early on and got down, and then, you know, ultimately down too far.
Well, they wanted Mike White to make the easy look easy like he did last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had to fight a little bit more for it. But, you know, there are four quarters to every game, man. And you tell me you got a kid that's going to be your quarterback and he's going to play a great second half, you know, and he can overcome whatever difficulties they had in the first half. Hey, I'm good with that. That's the way that you want your quarterback to be able to play. And then when the guys talk about him after the game, that's exactly, if I'm Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas. Now, I'd like to hear that about my second overall draft pick, but
which is not going to happen.
Which is not going to happen. I mean, this could be like the only way I think that Zach Wilson gets back. Now, the only way I think he gets back on the field is if Mike White gets hurt. But I'm telling you, they're going on the road to Buffalo next week. That is not going to be easy.
And remember, I know it's a different team, different year. This Jets team is much better, but that's where Mike White really blew up, was against the Buffalo Bills last year, and that was a home game. So,
right, this is going to be a weather game this late in the season. We all know that, and it's going to be, you know, right now the Buffalo Bills come out of their little swoon with the number one overall seed in the AFC right now.
Yeah, and they're back to being the favorites to win the Super Bowl, because the Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Bengals, so the Bills are now up there as the favorite again, where they've spent most of the year, just a couple of weeks, the last 2 weeks. They weren't the favorite, but they're back up there again.
Yeah, well, and I understand why, because their game against New England on Thursday night was a great game. They played a, you know, almost flawless game. But I'm telling you, the Bengals are good. Bengals are really good. Chiefs are still really good. You know, that's a game where, you know, obviously somebody has to win that game. And for whatever reason, Joe Burrow and the Bengals match up really well against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. He's 3-0 against them.
3-0. Let's go to Anthony, who's in Yonkers. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Gio, congratulations on the win. But that one hurt. Boomer, just two quick questions. As far as Mike White for the future, you know, if they make a playoff push, could you see him being the quarterback next year? And I want to know why you didn't think that the red zone play calling was an issue. I mean, they were one for six.
Yeah, I know.
You don't think they should have done a QB sneak there at a four, you know, when they were on the 1 yard line?
You know, listen, all I can sit here and tell you is that, you know, we went through that first series or that last series where they didn't score. They ran the ball twice, and they threw the ball twice. And, you know, Braxton Berrios is open, and it's just a play that has to be made between two players. And both took responsibility for their end of the play. If the ball's a little bit in front of Braxton, most likely he's going to catch it. But he would tell you that he's got to make that catch. But then Mike White will tell you he's got to throw a better ball. I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is that that's a play right there that should be a touchdown.
I've seen some criticism from some Jet fans about how do you throw to Braxton Berrios on a fourth down in that situation. And I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree with that criticism, because you're throwing to the guy who's open. That you're going to go through your reads. You're going to check it out. Braxton Berrios was open, and he threw it to him. So,
and the thing about a guy like Braxton Berrios, that's the perfect spot for him. It's a tight spot. He's a smaller guy. He's a quick twitch guy, as they like to say, as a scout. Get inside, hit him with the ball quickly. All of that stuff, you know, is done routinely around the NFL, especially with players who play with each other. So this is Mike White's fifth start. You know, and I guess we're expecting him to be Joe Montana. And to answer that previous caller's question, I do believe he has the ability to be the starting quarterback of the Jets next year. And the reason I say that is because you see how his teammates are reacting to him.
Man, if they would have won this game and he came back, let's say Berrios holds on or they're able to score on that final drive. I mean, think about Mike White fever the way it would have been this morning. Everybody would be going nuts. I mean, they already still are because not like he played poorly. And now he's got that opportunity again to go up into Buffalo next week.
Well, this is like it's not getting any easier.
Well, it does actually after Buffalo.
Well, but I'm just saying like this is going to be a tough road game,
right,
against a team that you've already beat and you beat pretty damn good in your own building, and now you're going to have to do it on the road in their building where they have the number one seed again.
Yeah. So these two games we always looked ahead and said, all right, going to Minnesota, going to Buffalo back to back is tough. Now the Lions are heating up. And they host the Lions at home after that. And they've got the Jaguars at home after that. I mean, if they're going, they have to win two out of the next three somehow, some way. I mean, if they go up and beat Buffalo, that's great. That's gravy. But they've got to win two out of the next three because, I mean, they're going to be a prohibitive underdog in this game. Not a lot of people are going to pick them to win up in Buffalo. So that's going to put you back at 7-6. So you got to find a way to get to 10 wins at that point. So those two home games in week 15 and 16, and one of them being that Thursday night game against the Jaguars, are imperative. They're critical. You can't lose either one of them.
I mean, the two games at the end of the season at the Seahawks and at the Dolphins, both of the, you know, the Dolphins may have already, I don't know, the Dolphins are in a weird situation too. I mean, both of those games most likely are going to mean something for both teams in the game.
Yeah, of course. You would think.
Yeah, I think like if you're the Giants and you're playing Philadelphia, final week of the season, Philadelphia is probably going to have the number one seed locked up. I can't imagine that Nick Sirianni wouldn't play his starters at least a half in that game.
Sure,
because they're going to have the bye the next week.
Yeah, just thinking about Nate Sudfeld again. Every time the Eagles are playing for something, and I understand it's a different regime. That was Doug Peterson, but that's the first name that pops in my head when I think about last game of the season and the Philadelphia Eagles.
It comes down to like guys like Doug Peterson and Danny Ainge, Jacob deGrom. You know, they just all hate New York.
Yeah, well.
They just hate being here. They hate everything about it.
That's true.
And they don't want us to have any fun whatsoever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.